I want to welcome again Nancy and Doug Largent. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be here, or are you just shaking in your shoes?
We are so excited to be here.
I bet you are.
Very nervous, too.
Are you?
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you should be used to it. You're a performer. You're up in front of people all the time, Doug, right?
It's okay. You just have to forget how many millions of people are listening.
Yeah, all the millions of people.
That's easy to forget.
Yeah. So let's start with Nancy. Nancy, you own the Chapel Hill Recorder, which is an online, sort of an online newspaper, right? Oh, how did you describe it? A blog? What'd you say? How do you say it?
It's a blog zine.
Blog zine. Okay. I want to get my terminology correct here. Now, so are both of you guys from Chapel Hill originally?
Yeah. Well, originally, no. I moved here in 75.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from here originally.
Yeah. You grew up here, huh?
Yes.
That must have been something. I bet it would be fun to grow up in Chapel Hill.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, what prompted you, Nancy, to start the blog zine thing you're doing?
Well, I did grow up here, and I went to Carolina, and then went back to school here and played a band here.
Oh, you did? What band did you play in?
I was in Plutopia.
Oh, were you really? I didn't know that.
Band.
Oh, yeah. We know Pluto and Charmin and all those guys.
Right. I was the keyboard player.
So you're two keyboardists.
Wow. That's right, yeah.
Do you guys compete with one another? I mean, do you like have that competitive thing going on or?
No.
Not really.
No.
Doug, you're so laid back. You're just like, oh, yeah, right.
We have gigged together a lot.
Yeah, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, which that's is so fun. Cool. Yeah.
There's no competition because we're both confident in what we're good at.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Do you have similar styles of music that you play?
Most of the music we've played together is jazz. We both like jazz a lot.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. So then after we got married in 2000, we moved to New York City for 10 years.
And, did you really?
We really
wow,
did.
What a switch from Carrboro.
Yeah, we were looking for a change, and boy, did we have it.
Boy, what a change, huh?
And then our daughter was born. And
well, what was that like living in New York? What were you doing while you were there?
I was doing mostly web design, graphic design.
Oh, yeah? That's what you do for a living, right?
That's right.
A web designer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you say that. Even though you're competition. But go ahead.
And then after our daughter was born, we were there for about 14 months. I was working full-time, and then I was, you know, with the baby all night. Doug was with baby all day and then gigging all night. And we just decided, you know, Chapel Hill Carbo would be a much better place to raise her. We would be a lot less stressed and tired. And
are your parents around here?
We have six grandparents here in town.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And that
boy,
is,
what
that
a
was
relief
a huge
right there alone.
Pull home as
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so coming back home, it was a bit surreal because it was my hometown, but we had been gone for so long and sort of institutionalized to the New York City.
Well, in 10 years, a lot happens in 10.
A lot happens in 10 years.
And you were there in 10 tumultuous years. I mean, you were there for 9/11.
We were,
and
yeah.
Then for the
we saw that from our roof. Yeah.
I mean,
unfortunately.
You really were there during tough times.
We were there for the dot-com crash. It was a challenging 10 years, and it was amazing as well.
Yeah, because you also saw the energy of that city.
Oh, we loved it. We really loved it.
Reach out to each other and pull themselves up. Yeah, it happens in tough times in New York. I mean, there will probably be some riots over this hurricane, and, you know, trying to get gas, but who knows?
No, after 9/11, the city came together like you just wouldn't believe. It was, there were so many volunteers. They turned us away. We went to go volunteer at the Javits Center to sign up, and they said, we have too many.
That's a good problem to have.
Really,
they need that right now. They need people there helping them.
So that city pulls together like I've never seen. It's incredible. And I know that's what they're doing right now. Yeah. I pray for them right now.
Right. So now getting back to what you guys, you guys came back to Chapel Hill.
So came back to Chapel Hill. And like I said, it was just a little surreal for me because it was home. You know, I didn't have to learn a new city.
Now, what year are we talking here?
Oh, just 2.5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Doug, I remember you from years ago with Tim Smith playing in, what, didn't you play in Jazzure? Did you play in Jazzure?
We had Jazzure together, and now I play in his band, the Tim Smith Band.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I remember that was a long, like in the mid-90s or something, right?
It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even realize you had left for 10 years. That's how out of it I am.
Yeah, Doug was able to, you know, he had a lot of friends here still playing. So
right, so you just came right back into it when you moved back here, right? You just went right back.
Essentially, it's a little more complicated than that. There are a lot of different people here than there were before.
Right, right.
And I was playing a new instrument.
Yeah, what did you play before?
I played bass, and now I switched over to keyboard.
Yeah, see, I didn't remember you playing the keyboard with Jazzure. That's why I guess I was thrown, Nancy, when you said right. last night that he played the keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, oh, yeah, I remember all that stuff. So now you play with the, Doug, you play with the Tim Smith Band, do you? And you have your own band as well, right?
I do.
Yeah. So, and what's the name of it?
It's called the Doug Largent Trio.
Okay, and you're available for hire?
I'm sure anybody can go to www.douglargent.com and see what we look like and stuff and hear a little bit of the music.
And you play primarily jazz, is that?
We play jazz and just some pop songs, too, that are jazzed up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In a couple 1960s-style funky or go-go type music.
Oh, yeah. So, Nancy, getting back to you and the Chapel Hill Recorder. Now, when you came back to Chapel Hill or Carrboro, do you guys live in Chapel Hill or Carrboro?
We live right down the street in Carrboro.
In Carrboro. Yeah. Okay, you're in the right place. So you came back here and you were like, so what am I going to do now?
Yeah, I was trying to find my legs a little bit. I'd never been a parent here before, and that's a whole different world than, you know, being a college student or being, a teenager or, you know.
Got to get in that rainbow soccer circuit.
Yeah, I had
circuit
to learn where the playgrounds were again. And right, and that's it's a different community. It's and so it was just I just felt a little misconnected, even though I knew this place, you know, like the back of my hand. I just I really wanted to reconnect with my community and sort of find my grounding again. And so that's pretty much how the Chapel Hill Recorder was born. And I've it's just been so fun writing about all the incredible things. The tagline is celebrating our remarkable community. And it really is. It's just an incredible place to live. And there are amazing people doing amazing things, and I get to meet them, and I get to talk to them and write about them and promote their causes and their visions, and it's just been so much fun.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, in addition to that, you also do, you're a website developer.
That's right.
So people can hire you to do their,
sure,
their stuff for,
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I just finished, I did a pro bono site for Volunteers for Youth, which is an incredible organization here that works with our at-risk youth.
Right, and Debbie used to be on that board.
I interviewed them for the recorder, and in doing research for the interview, I noticed their website really, really needed an overhaul. And Susan Worley, the director over there, she was sort of asking me a few questions, knowing that I was a web designer, you know, how do I fix this and that? And I said, you know what? I'm going to redo your site pro bono because they really need it. And that's a cause near and dear to my heart because I taught public school in Brooklyn for a few years in New York City.
Oh, did you really?
And
that must
it's
have been
the exact same kids that I worked with that she is. It's the same population exactly.
Right.
You know, they, Volunteers for Youth offers a support system for these kids that really don't have it anywhere else. And, they do amazing work. So I was really happy to help them out with that. So that was my latest project.
And that's a cool thing about, you know, I used to do that all the time, too. If you see something that needs to be done, you just do it,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And eventually you might not get paid for it, but your name gets out there and you get it back, you know. And just,
oh, definitely.
I feel so great when I've done something. I mean, I was just like, oh, look what I did. You know, I mean, it's just a wonderful feeling to
right.
know that you're helping an organization like that.
Right.
You know?
We're really not in a position to donate funds, but, you know, I'm more than happy to donate my skills and my time. And
exactly.
I think a lot of people forget that. Like, everybody's financially strapped these days. But another group that I did an article about, Book Harvest, they supply books to children who don't have books at home. And they're free books that they can just take home. And they needed a minivan to go out to Raleigh and pick up books and drop them off back at the house. And so, you know, I did that as well. I mean,
wow,
it's
that's
just
cool.
You know, it took 2 hours. We delivered 6,000 books, you know.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it was awesome. And so little things like that make a huge difference. And
well, in a case like that, you are changing kids' lives
completely.
By allowing them to have a book that they own, you know.
Right. Right. So it's just been a great experience reconnecting with all these amazing people. And yeah, and I'm trying to do my part where I can, which is great too.
Yeah. So now, Doug, what have you been? Do you write original music, or do you?
I do every once in a while when I get inspired. I have an inspired moment, but that's maybe once every couple months. Come up with a song.
Well, that's not bad. You could come up with a lot of songs.
I don't sit there and write music all day.
Yeah.
His originals are amazing, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah.
Do you get to perform them much, or?
I do. I have, maybe 2 gigs a week with my trio, and we.
Wow, that's pretty good.
The gigs are about 3 hours long, then play everything.
Oh, my gosh. That's long. That is a long time to have to play. So do you play in the whole, like, Raleigh, Chapel Hill, Durham area, or is it mainly just Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
I want to be playing more in Chapel Hill and Carrboro so I can ride my bike to the gig with a trailer behind it. But mainly in Chapel Hill and Durham and Raleigh and Carrboro.
Right.
Yeah, he in Carrboro style, he bikes to his gigs.
Oh, that's so cool. Have a trailer that you hook
does.
On the back?
It's a little wooden trailer with wheels
so
on it.
Funny. Yeah, a little keyboard.
Yeah, he straps it on with a bungee cord and goes.
Got a really good case for the keyboard so it can get knocked around a little bit.
Oh, I hope so.
So do you have a day job, or is music your life?
Music's my life, and then also taking care of Jessica, our daughter.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
For a few hours a day. I'll get up early and practice music for a few hours, and then take care of Jessica, and then head out to the gig.
Yep. And how old is Jessica, did you say?
She just turned 3 and a half.
Oh, wow.
She's little.
She's really young.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got a lot ahead of you. I can see it now, tap dancing and piano and soccer and all the stuff that all the little kids, at least mine, went through, you know.
For
deciding
sure.
Deciding what they want to do. Well, and with you guys, both of you guys being musicians, there's a pretty good chance maybe she'll be a musician.
Oh,
huh?
She sings more than she speaks.
Does she?
Oh, yeah. Aww. She sings constantly.
Has she tried to get on the keyboard at all? Do you guys let her do that?
Sure. She gets up on the keyboard and she sees what all the buttons do, and then she'll put her hand down and she'll reach up and she'll hold down some notes while she's changing the sound and see how that works.
Oh, that's cool. So yep. She's already experimenting.
We take her to the station when Doug has a gig there. She was there last night with us, and she'll get up there and play, and you know.
And the other day
she has no stage fright at all.
She was singing a song the other day that she was making up as she went along, and it was a sad song, and she actually moved herself almost to tears she was singing it. And then the song got happy again, and she got happy.
Oh, well, that's so cool, though, because, I mean, it's kids like that that become huge stars that have been, you know.
She's well on her way, yeah.
We had a couple of girls on here from the Girls Rock Camp, Labette
Magic.
Yeah,
I did an article on them as well. Girls Rock is incredible.
They just blow me away.
They're incredible.
Yeah, and I first saw them at the farmer's market, and they went in to use the restroom, and when they came out, Bella says, "Well, I wrote this song while I was in the bathroom." You know, it's like, took her 5 minutes to write a song, and they just performed it right there. You know, so when you start kids young, it's really they can really take off with it, I think.
Yeah.
So Nancy, tell us about some of the people who are. If people go to the website address is chapelhillrecorder.com, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And if they go on there, who can they read about?
One of the biggest hit articles, the most hits has gotten is David Honigman. I did a piece on basically his life story.
I don't know who that is.
He owned a leather shop on Franklin Street.
Oh, yeah. I know.
In
I
the
never
70s.
Knew his last name.
And I grew up going to his shop on Franklin Street every weekend. He would put out scraps of leather in this big bin just right on the street, and anybody could come by and just pick up these incredible scraps of leather, and we would go home and make hats and bows and arrows. And you
wasn't
know,
so he in one of those little tiny skinny spaces?
Tiny
on
skinny
Franklin?
Space right next to Julian's,
right.
And yeah, way up the stairs, you know. And mm-hmm. he had to wrestle with those stairs on his crutches every single day because he's a victim of polio. But
right.
So yeah, so his article definitely gets the most hits. He has led an incredibly fascinating life, and he raised his kids here. And Chelsea, Piper, and Tioga. Tioga's in my class in junior high school, and it's just an amazing family. They've been here forever, and he still sells jewelry every Christmas season at University Mall. You can find him in one of the little kiosks in the middle, selling his jewelry, and yeah, and. He was just fascinating, and he's actually the first person I asked to interview. Like he was like number one on my list because hanging out at his shop was just so fun growing up, and he was very gracious to let me sort of practice on him, and I had no idea what an incredible life he has led until I started talking to him. You know, I was just sort of being nostalgic, like, oh, I want to interview the guy who had the leather shop,
right?
But I mean. He has just traveled the world and done incredible
no
things.
Kidding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, read the article, travelhorecorder.com. So that gets one of the most hits. Another one that gets a lot of hits is Jane Filer, who is a local painter. She is just a being of light. I mean, she is the most positive person I think I've ever met. And her interview was 7 hours.
She's very wise, too, you know.
Wow. Oh, she is. She's just wonderful. I went out to her house that she and her husband built from sticks. I mean, it's like this incredible just creation, just like her artwork. And I spoke to her about 4 hours, and I said, I've got to come back. I'm not done. You
know? We have 15 seconds, so put out whatever information you want people to go away
your
with.
Your website addresses.
Okay, well, yeah, my blog zine is the Chapel Hill Recorder, www.chapelhillrecorder.com.
And you can catch my trio, the Doug Largent Trio, November 8th at Venable in Carmel Mall from 9 to 11:30, www.douglargent.com.
Great. Thank you guys so
much
for coming on.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.